This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
BJ and Jay. How about this story about these Chinese spies with this fungi they wanted to put in our food chain?
Okay, so here's the problem with this. What? I mean, obviously it's a problem. But because of AI, I thought it was a fake story yesterday.
Did you?
I did.
I'm with you.
I did. I was like, okay, I just watched that whole thing, introduction to AI, how they can make news anchors say stuff that isn't even true,
right?
And so I was like, well, this isn't a true story at all.
You know, that didn't dawn on me, okay. And it should have, because I'm, you know, I have that whole 24 to 48 hour window that I like to sit back and see what a news story develops into.
I didn't share it on purpose.
Yeah. I didn't think that way. It does sound like a movie plot, though, doesn't
crazy.
It? Something like a James Bond movie
it
or
does.
Something. You've got two Chinese people that were arrested in Michigan because they had a fungi that they were going to put into the supply, our food chain supply, and just contaminate everything.
And they were University of Michigan students, right? And they were going to research
it
there?
Scholars.
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
I didn't know that part of the story. Here's the story, by the way.
Short King Spring could
wait,
be that, on
that's,
its way.
That's about tender.
Whoa, whoa,
that's,
a, whoa.
That's short. I didn't even know there was a Short King Spring.
No idea.
Hold it for a second.
I know there was Hot Girl Summer, but I missed Short King Spring.
All right, here we go. The Chinese fungus.
My name is Yun Qingjian.
33-year-old Yuxin Jian, a scientist and student from China working as a postdoctoral research fellow in a lab at the University of Michigan. On Tuesday, inside federal court, charged with conspiracy, smuggling, and making false statements. It's alleged her boyfriend, 34-year-old Yangyang Lu, also a scientist from China, was caught at Detroit Metro Airport smuggling a dangerous fungus into the country. Fusarium graminearum attacks barley, corn, and wheat and could be used for purposes of agroterrorism.
No.
So I also heard that it could be harmful to humans. Not only to agriculture, but harmful to humans as well.
I heard it could kill people.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah. From what I read, it could be like 10 times worse than the virus was.
Yeah.
The COVID. That it could absolutely shut down our whole supply chain.
What's
when it comes
going
to food.
On with that?
I don't know.
Agro-terrorism? That's a new one.
Agro. Anything with agro-terrorism.
Agricultural
not
terrorism.
Good.
I mean, we've heard threats about, you know, tainting our water. Our water supply, taking down the power grid. But I never thought about crops and, like, you know, grains being tainted.
Yeah, and from what I read, it was extremely dangerous for human consumption.
Yeah, that's what
I... Not only did it kill off these, the barley and wheat and corn, but it was just really a dangerous thing. And I wonder how they caught them. That's really crazy that you would even be able to catch him.
Maybe when he took off his feet, they saw athlete's foot, and they were like, whoa, that's a fungus.
Gotta get that tested.
You know, when you have to take off your shoes, and some people don't wear their socks, which is nasty.
Didn't they show some of the fungus or something in little baggies or something yesterday? I thought I saw a picture with little baggies with fungus in it. Ooh, something like that.
Yeah, there's three baggies, and they all have plant material inside of them.
Yeah,
or four
that's,
baggies,
that's
sorry.
The fungi.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was that they were on Southwest, right? And they were flying over, and she's like, you're a fungi.
Jamie, it's not fun. Our food chain, our supply could be completely damaged.
Here's the thing.
Destroyed.
If you think that's the only one, then y'all are dumb.
Exactly. No kidding.
Because you know there are different kinds of things. I mean, and listen, the scariest part is how they're buying up land all around our military bases and we're letting it happen.
Yeah.
They own so much land in the U.S. It's so crazy.
I watched that Selling Sunset or whatever, and they're always like, well, he wants to buy this, you know, $800 million plot of land, and they're like, he's Chinese. It's going to be a little difficult, but we can push it through.
We're just letting it happen.
I don't know, man. This is scary, though. When I saw this story yesterday about the food supply chain being completely wrecked, I mean, just complete havoc in this country, that is a scary proposition right there.
It is. Did you think, like, what would you do? Did you do that? Because I did. I was like, okay, I have a cabin. That's where I'm going to go. But then I'm like, I don't have, like, supplies out there.
I got some I'll sell you.
And well, I was like, well, I can catch fish, but they're going to, what if they do something to the water?
No, yeah. I got some of those supplies that last 25 years in the basement.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, in the baggies?
I've got some boxes.
Just add hot water?
Yeah, well, I've never broken them out yet to taste them because I got a feeling they suck.
They suck.
Yeah.
The MREs.
But you know, in a pinch, I think they would do.
Because my son, they take them hiking when they do 14ers, and they're like, ugh.
My wife bought like three cases of these.
Yeah.
So they're just sitting in the basement. Now, we've already used up 2 years because she bought them 2 years ago and they last 25.
Yeah.
So I only have a shelf life of 23 years. Oh. So something needs to happen soon.
But, you know, because I know that we have that seed vault, right? In the United States, we have that. The world's biggest seed vault where we keep one seed of everything in case everything dies or whatever. But maybe we need to like keep some seeds on us. So we can, like, grow our own crops.
That's not a bad idea. If you have, like, a bug-out bag or, like, BJ has, like, his MRE meals, you should have seeds there, too.
What do I have?
Your MRE meals.
What's an MRE?
I think it's meal ready eat.
Yeah.
Meal. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Ready to eat meal.
I'm ready.
Ram.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.